So I'm sure that most of us, after the derecho, had some experience of taking stock of just how long the trees that we were dealing with had been there. You'd even see on the news every so often, oh, we found a tree that was this old, over 100, 120, 125, and it had to be cut down because it was too damaged. If you're anything like me, it was an interesting thing. And also, didn't have the internet, didn't have electricity, so what else was I going to think about? Wow, what would it have been like when that tree was first planted, right? To watch it then grow, to become what it was, because we come upon trees and they are what they are. So sometime long before any of us were around, that tree was planted. So also for Zacchaeus. Long, long before Zacchaeus climbed that tree, it was planted. Our first reading makes very clear that nothing passes in this universe without the will of the all-powerful God being behind it. And indeed, that will being turned towards mercy to those who are in need of it, to sinners like us. And so in some way, long before Zacchaeus was even alive, God made sure that that tree was there for him to climb and to see the face of his beloved son and the face of mercy. Zacchaeus still had to choose to set aside his pride and climb that tree. I hear a lot nowadays, and perhaps especially from within the church, the world is a bad place. All of the things that are wrong with it. There is a list longer than my arm of all of the things that are wrong. And it extends in many people's minds to the church herself, where there is this creeping distrust that the church, her leadership, are not enough, cannot be trusted. That's the tree that we're given to climb and to see Jesus. If what we believe is in fact true, the church, the body of Christ on earth, warts and all, as they say, is the tree that God planted long before any of us were born for us to climb and see his face. So we have to ask, what does it benefit us to distrust or to complain about the tree? What good does it actually do us? The tree is there, and by virtue of it, we've met Jesus. And what does Jesus say? Today, I must stay at your house. That it wasn't enough for Jesus that that tree was there for Zacchaeus to climb, but it was the place that made the encounter possible. And we see that Zacchaeus doesn't even get to go to his house before people start complaining, asking whether or not he's worthy of such an honor. And so this conversation, this confession takes place in front of Jesus, in front of everyone, right beneath this tree. But Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house. They didn't teleport, and Luke didn't skip a scene. The house is Zacchaeus' heart, just as it is ours when Jesus speaks that to us. Jesus' desire is to come and stay at our house. And in fact, there's an eagerness. Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Any of us who doubt the love of God, this should make clear what Jesus' attitude towards us is, even and especially when we are sinners. Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost. We hear the tenderness and the compassion of God in the first reading, right? That he is patient and gentle with the wicked to correct their way, to call them back from sin. St. Paul praying for the Thessalonians that God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, everything that he wants to do in us. And he warns them to not be shaken out of their minds by a spirit or an oral statement or a letter saying that the day of the Lord is at hand, warning them to remain focused on Jesus and his desire to remain in their homes, the home of their heart, and to continue his good work in them. So I ask again, brothers and sisters, the tree that we have been given was here long before we were and will be long after we are. No, the church in her humanity is not perfect. But every one of us here who has been baptized, who has received Holy Communion, who has had our sins forgiven in confession, has used that tree to look down on the face of Jesus Christ and hear, "I must stay in your house." So we ought not seek to cut down or criticize the tree too harshly. Because from the beginning, God knew the path its growth would take, where its roots would grow, the shape it would take, and he has waited to pass beneath it so that he might make eye contact with us and reveal his love. So as we draw close to Jesus, who still comes to us so closely in the Holy Eucharist, do we have the humility of Zacchaeus? Not to ponder the tree or its worthiness, not even to worry about his own, but to simply have the humility to say, "That Jesus, I want to know him, and so I will climb what is at hand." May we then, in receiving Jesus into the home of our hearts, set aside all that we think keeps us from Jesus, all that he is challenging us to let go of in all patience, and trust him to bring that growth to fulfillment so that he indeed may say to us, "Today salvation has come to this house."